Greetings, one and all. It's Pastor Bob coming to you. Hey, today, Monday, December 14th, 2020. And I'm coming to you from our remote studios in Lexington, Kentucky. Be back in Arthur tonight, but this morning we're in Lexington checking out that grandson. Amen. Talking about a Christmas gift. Well, anyway, let's get back to our devotions. This is our daily family devotional, and we are reading from Grace Claus's work for the Reformed Church of America. Today's devotion is called A Big Risk. A Big Risk. And guess what? It comes from a book that's an old friend of ours, the Book of Esther. And if you were participating in our daily devotions several weeks ago, you became very familiar with the Book of Esther as we read through that great book in the Old Testament. But today we hear a section from chapter 4 of Esther. Let's see if you recall this, or maybe you're hearing it for the first time. It's a great book to read. Here's what the Bible says. When they told Mordecai what Esther had said, Mordecai told them to reply to Esther, "Do not think that in the king's palace you will escape any more than all the other Jews. For if you keep silence at such a time as this, relief and deliverance will rise for the Jews from another quarter, but you and your father's family will perish. Who knows? Perhaps you have come to royal dignity for such a time as this." Then Esther said in reply to Mordecai, "Go, gather all the Jews to be found in Susa, and hold a fast on my behalf, and neither eat nor drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my maids will also fast as you do. After that, I will go to the king, though it is against the law. And if I perish, I perish." Oh, it's a great, great story, great part of the story from the Book of Esther. You see, King Ahasuerus had just agreed to order all the Jews to be killed. So Queen Esther decided that she would try to talk him out of it. It might mean that she would be killed too, because no one is allowed to talk to the king without being invited. You see, she became willing to die to save her people. Does that sound familiar? That's right. Jesus was also willing to die to save his people. And he wasn't just willing to die. He actually died. And his death brought us life. You see, Jesus took the biggest risk of all. And that frees us to take risks too. When you really think about it and what Jesus did for us, death isn't that scary when we remember that Jesus has already died and conquered death, so that now we have eternal life. In that way, Esther's life belonged to Jesus. So she was free to risk her life, and by taking that risk, she brought life for her people. The risks we take might also bring life to other people. I wonder, can you think of something hard or scary that you can do that can help make others' lives better? Let us pray. Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, thank you for making death less scary, and help me to be brave so that I can take risks to help other people. Amen. Here's our benediction for today. It goes like this. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, we praise you and we bless your holy name. Son of David, Branch of Jesse, Emmanuel, Good Shepherd, Light of the World, guide us and help us this day. Amen.